Blog Talk Radio.
I know it was the blood on me.
I believe. Traveling right now. Praise God.
Yeah, can you hear me, Pastor?
I can hear you, Pastor.
Okay. Okay. Praise God. Well, I'm going to need you to take over. Maybe we'll let Evangelist Ursa pray, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Okay.
Okay, Pastor. You got it?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we come together on one accord. Hallelujah. to praise, worship, yes, and honor you, God. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, that you are mindful of us, God. We thank you that you love us, you take care of us, God. You cover us in your grace and your mercy, Lord. And we adore you, we worship you, we lift your name on high, God. We at your feet this morning, Father, just to praise, yes, worship, and honor you, God. We adore you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for laying, yes, down your life for us. We thank you for dying and giving your life up for our sins. We thank you, yes, Lord, God. Jesus, hallelujah, for the power of the blood, hallelujah. That power of the blood, when we call on the blood, things change, the atmosphere change. We thank you for, yes, the power of the name of Jesus, hallelujah. That's the answer, hallelujah, to every situation, every circumstance, sickness, death, and disease. You conquered, Lord, hallelujah. You hung your, hallelujah, head, you said it's finished, it's done, it's over. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree, yes, whole health in Jesus' name. We declare, yes, and decree that we shall walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. We, mm-hmm, in the world, but we not of it. This is not our home. Hallelujah. We thank you, yeah, that you went before us and set a place for us, God, and you welcome us with open arms when we transition from this earth, God. We thank you for making, mm-hmm, a way. Hallelujah, Father. You sit at the right hand, Lord Jesus, on our behalf. On our behalf, yeah, Lord. Father, you sent yourself in flesh. Hallelujah. So that you can make, yeah, a way to go, that nothing could separate us from your love. And we thank you, God, yes, hallelujah, for loving us so much. We thank you, God, for all you do and continue to do. All you done, hallelujah, God. You finished it, it's complete, hallelujah. We thank you, yes, that nothing, Lord, can separate us from your love, Father. We grateful, hallelujah. We come before the throne, sitting our bodies as a living sacrifice to you, God. That's the least, yes, we, Lord, can do, is allow you to live in us and through us. That's the least we, hallelujah, can do, hallelujah, for all you've done, God. So, Father, we thank, yes, you this morning, hallelujah. Thank we you, cry, Lord, out to you, hallelujah. We knock and seeking and searching for more of you, hallelujah. More and more, yes, of you, Lord, God, hallelujah. Make our crooked path straight, God. Burn out anything, yes, in us that's not of you, God. Clean us up, yes, hallelujah. Circumcise our heart, any unforgiveness, anger, resentment, anything in our heart, God. Circumcised, cut, mm-hmm, it out in the name of Jesus. Make us right, make us holy, hallelujah. We, yes, receive, Lord, it in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Bless the sick and the shut, yes, in, Lord, the homeless, the disabled, the alcoholics, the addicts, the mental health, God, the hopeless, the helpless. We stand in the gap, hallelujah, for the ones that ain't talking to you. We pray for them. We lift them up, hallelujah, the elders and the babies, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the ones that's being born into this sinful world, we cry out to you for them, Father. In the mighty name of, yes, Jesus, keep our pestilence, yes, sickness, famine, keep it far from us in the name of Jesus. It can't come near our bodies. Yes. We whole, healthy, healed, and blessed. We are your anointed.
Yes.
No sickness, yes, can come near us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it now, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
His name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank,
hallelujah,
you, Evangelist Ursula, that powerful,
hallelujah,
prayer. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise,
good morning,
God.
Pastor Bill. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Praise God, praise God. We give God
the
glory. Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Stand in agreement with that prayer today. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is thankful,
Jesus,
Thursday. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to give thanks unto God. So if anyone has something they want to be thankful for today, now's the time to be thankful. As long as it's in the scripture, as Pastor said, line it up with the word of God. Amen. So we are so thankful. Amen. Amen. Thankful for his word. Thankful,
yes,
for all,
amen,
of his many blessings. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Anyone at all? Amen. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Excuse me. Just want to take the time out. Dear Lord, thank you for another thankful Thursday. Another day to learn more about the Word, about His life, what He's done for us, what He's doing for us every day, keeping us from danger, seen and unseen. He's an awesome God. Yes, He is. I just want to thank Him for all His many, many blessings. And
amen.
After He bless the sick and the shitty and the bereaved families. In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist Renee, praise God. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist Ursula, would you like to have something you'd like to say?
Yes, Pastor Bill. I just want to, if I could, you and Pastor Beasley have been praying about thankfulness. So I just wanted to read today's meditation. Is that okay?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, it comes from Psalms 40:14. It's Psalms 56:3-4, and Psalms 62:8. And it says, trust me with every fiber of your being. What I can accomplish in and through you is proportional to how much you depend on me. One aspect of this is the degree in which you trust me in a crisis or a major decision. Some people fail miserably here, while others are at their best in tough times. Another aspect is even more telling in constancy of your trust in me. People who rely on me in the midst of adversity may forget about when life is flowing smoothly. Difficult times can jolt you into awareness of your need for me, whereas smooth sailing can build you into a stupor of self-sufficiency. I care as much about your tiny trust steps through daily life as about your dramatic leaps of faith. You may think that no one noticed, but the one who is always beside you sees everything and rejoices. Consistently trusting in me is vital to flourishing in my presence. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Amen. Thank God for you both. Amen. I love it when the evangelist is, when y'all get on the line and y'all talk about the goodness of God. Excuse me. But God is truly good all the time. All the time, God is good. Amen. And I like that reading where when you first started off, you said, trust me with every fiber of your life. That means everything within us. We ought to trust God. Amen.
Amen.
We ought to just put all our trust on the Lord because we can't go wrong when we trust in Him. I know Evangelist Renee, she can witness to that. Amen. She put her trust in the Lord. And, you know, and that's what we all have to do. She's an example for us all to put our trust in the Lord. And it's fast to say, get a scripture and stand on that scripture. Don't come down. Keep that scripture in your heart. And every time the enemy try to come up against you and tell you what you're not, you turn around and tell him, the scripture says, by his stripes I'm healed. So we ought to stand on that word. But I like that. Trust me with every fiber. I mean, that's everything in our being.
Oh, glory.
Trust God.
Yeah.
I tell you. And the scripture, was one of our foundation scriptures with trust was Proverbs 3:5-6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So from the New Living, it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. What an awesome God we serve. Amen, amen. As long as we lean and depend on Him, He'll direct our path. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And I know pastors talk about the righteousness of God also. And I was looking at Romans 14 and verse 17. And it says, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Kind of see if I have any different translation. 17. The New Living Translation says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of what you eat. Let me start over. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and joy in the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. Amen. I like how that reads. Praise God. Amen, amen. Do we have another? Amen. Great word, great word. Amen. So we're trusting in God, in His righteousness. And if we stay trusting in Him, in His righteousness, we'll stay on the right path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of times you could be pulled here and there, tugged over here. But we got to remember whose we are. We are the very righteousness of God. So we have to carry ourselves according to the word of God. One of the scriptures Pastor had read also, we have Romans 4:21. Would you like to read that, Evangelist Ursula? Romans 4:21.
All righty. Let me get it.
Chapter 4:21.
Amen. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was quickened. Amen. He did not waver at promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what He had promised, He was also able to perform. Amen.
Ooh. Amen, amen. Wow. Wow. Just read that one more time for us. One more time.
Amen. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what He had promised, He was also able to perform. Amen.
Ooh. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let that sink into our hearts this morning. Oh, wow.
Hallelujah.
From the Message Bible. He didn't tiptoe around God's promise, asking cautiously, skeptically questions. He plunged into the promise and came up strong, ready for God, sure that God would make good on what He had said. Amen, amen. Isn't that beautiful? He didn't tiptoe around like that. We know, you know, you be tiptoeing around, you know, don't want to be noticed, don't want to make too much noise. No, they said He didn't tiptoe around God's promise, asking cautiously skeptical questions. What did He do? He plunged into the promise and came up strong, ready for God, sure that God would make good on what He has said. So let us not get impatient when we ask God something and we may feel like, oh, well, I guess we ain't going to get that or God didn't hear us. Oh, no, he hears us. He's going to give it to us in his time, not our time. It also tells us in Isaiah that his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts, but we are to wait on him and wait on God. Abraham waited on God. God promised Abraham that child, and he was blessed with that child. Amen. So a lot of time we just got to stay there and just wait on the Lord. Amen. So we are to be strong in God. God's word is trustworthy. So don't give up. Don't give out. Remember, God's word is trustworthy. We also had Isaiah. I believe this was one of the scriptures we had on last week, but I got a star by it. So let us go to Isaiah 28 and verses 14 and 15. Isaiah 28.
Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men who rule this people who are in Jerusalem. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell we are in agreement. When the overflowing scourge passes through, it will not come to us. For we have made lies our refuge and understood falsehood. We have hidden ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's Isaiah 28:14. Amen.
Amen. And that was 15 also, Evangelist?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amen. And from the Message Bible, I was trying to follow it along. I'm good for being in the wrong chapter, so I got to make sure. Okay, 14 and 15 from the Message Bible. Now listen to God's message, you scoffers. You are you who rule this people in Jerusalem. You say, we've taken out good life insurance. We've hedged all our bets, covered all our bases. No disaster can touch us. We've thought of everything. We've advised by the experts. We're set. Amen, amen. So that 15th verse is letting us know that trusting in the wrong thing. They was trusting in their own ability. They feel like they had everything they needed. They was set free from anything that would cause, you know, them not to be where they should be. But they say they have taken out good life insurance. We've hedged all our debts and covered all our bases. No disaster can touch us. And then it says we've thought of everything. We're advised by the experts. We're set. But that's
Amen.
Not putting their trust in God, is it? That's false doctrine, as Pastor had said. Those false doctrine and false lies, because they don't have a trust in God. We are to put our trust in God. Amen. He'll provide for us, but we are to trust in him. Further down in this chapter is saying, let's see. Well, let us just read verses 16 and 17, and then I'll, 16 through 18. Let us read that in Isaiah 28.
Say that again for me, Pastor Bell.
Yes. Would you read Isaiah 28 and verses 16 through 18?
Okay. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. Also, I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plummet. Amen. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Amen. At 16 through 17.
Okay, verse 18, please.
Your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with hell will not stand. When the overflowing scourge passes through, then you will be trampled down by it.
Mm.
As often as it goes out, it will take you. Amen.
Mm. Amen, amen, amen. So you see, you have to put your trust in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
From the Message Bible. Amen. From the Message Bible says, but the Master God has something to say to this. Watch closely. I'm laying a foundation in Zion, a solid granite foundation, squared and true. And this is the meaning of the stone. A trusting life won't topple. I'll make justice the measuring stick and righteousness the plumb line for the building. A hailstone will knock down the shady town of lies, and a flash flood will wash out the rubble. Then you'll see that your precious life insurance policy wasn't worth the paper it was written on. Cautious against death were a pack of illusions and lies. Have mercy. Amen, amen. So right there, we got to put our trust in the Lord. They didn't have a trust in the Lord. And the Lord was letting them know what he was going to do. He said, watch closely. I'm laying a foundation in Zion, a granite foundation, square and true. And this is the meaning of the stone. I like this part coming up. A trusting life won't topple. I mean, we're trusting in the Lord. He's going to keep us. He's going to watch over us. He's going to guide us. He's going to order our steps as long as we trust in him. I remember Pastor was saying that now he's at the point where, you know, if God don't lead him, he's not going to go that route. And we should be that way too. If don't lead us, let's not go down the wrong path. Amen. We are to, I like this other verse coming up out of the Message Bible. It says, I'll make justice the measuring stick and righteousness a plumb line for the building. I don't know if a lot of us know, Pastor has shared this with us some time back about the plumb line, that makes sure that brick is lined up correctly. When they're doing the foundation of a building, they use like a instrument and they call it a plumb line, and they put down, make sure it's level. If it go a little bit, you know, down or a little bit up, then it's not level. It has to be level. So that foundation is a solid foundation. Amen. I'm reminded of the three little pigs when they built their house. You know, one had a house of stone, one had a house of straw, and then one built their house out of brick. He made sure it was like brick on brick, and it was straight, and it was solid. That's how our relationship has to be with the Lord. We have to have a solid foundation with the Lord. And how do we go about that? Being in his word is so important for us to be in God's word. And as Joshua said, and Pastor said yesterday, Joshua 1 and 8, we are meditate on that word day and night. That's how we grow. That's how it changes our life. I don't know about you all, but it changed my life. The more that I meditate to get angry, I'm not so quick to put somebody down. I'm not so quick to just, you know, get out of God's will, because God's word will correct us. Amen. And I'm thankful for the word of God because I know that God's word will change your life. Amen. If you open your heart up, he's right there for you. Amen. So I'm thankful for the lessons that the pastor, through the Holy Spirit, teaches. I'm thankful for the word of God that we can study God's word daily. Amen. Amen. Daily. Doesn't matter, you know, what's going on. Take time out. Be in his word. And I've witnessed healing. I've witnessed deliverance. So to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. So do we have anything else anybody want to say? Or, Pastor, are you available to say anything? Oh, okay. He's not on, but he'll comment on tomorrow, I'm sure. So, Evangelist Renee, Evangelist Ursula, is there anything else you would like to say? I don't know if anyone else is on.
I'm still on. Evangelist Renee want to say anything?
Yes, I was just going to say that thankful for Pastor Bell and Evangelist Ursula for sharing the word. You know, like Pastor Bell said, we could have been doing something else, but we're here studying the word together, and I love it. Thank you, ladies.
Amen.
Have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen. You as well.
God
bless. Amen.
Yes, God bless. Amen. Amen. And you, Evangelist Ursula?
I just thank the Lord for this prayer line, you know, to be able to come on and share the word of God and talk about Jesus. You know, I'm just grateful that it's available and grateful to God for you guys' consistency, you know, that I come on. I want to thank for sure. I know you and Pastor Beasley going to be on here, you know, so it's like even if I don't make it, whenever I get around to it and I'm able to get on, I know it's that people is making it available and an open line. So I'm just grateful for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we're thankful
for y'all consistency.
Each and everyone. Amen. Thank you. To God be the glory. Amen. And we thank God for you because you are in California. You 3 hours difference from us. And just for you to take time out, you know, to get up a little bit earlier to join us, that's truly a blessing. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for Evangelist Renee and her testimonies and what she shared.
Yes, Evangelist Renee. Amen.
Yes, amen. And we thank God for our pastor. And we're just praying that God will continue to keep him and watch over him and as he continue to teach the word of God and just plead the blood of Jesus over him as he is out and about doing what he has to do. So we just thank each and everyone for being with us, and I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow for the word at noon. God bless.
Amen. Y'all have a blessed day.
God bless you too. Amen.
You too.
Thank you.
God bless. Pastor Bell.
God bless.